This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning and welcome to the House Taxation Committee. We'll call the meeting to order. I'd like to welcome everyone. We've got three bills on the agenda today. The House Bill 1167, I'm going to move to the bottom of the calendar. Representative Carr is in another committee testifying and asked if he could have a little additional time, and I was happy to do that for him. Please remember to turn your devices to silent, as I do mine right now. For that part, so that we don't have any interruptions during the meetings on that part. So with that, Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representative Chafee?
Here.
Duvall?
Here.
Johnson Chris?
Here.
Johnson David? Mills?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Pischke?
Here.
Reed?
Here.
Shane Fish?
Here.
Duba?
Here.
Ring.
Rose here.
I saw him earlier.
Yeah.
Dennard.
Here.
Willardson.
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
We have a quorum, so we'll proceed. With that, the vice chair has passed out copies of the minutes to each member, so now I'm sure you've all read them. Would there be a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second. Motion to approve by Representative Chafee, seconded by Representative Shane Fish. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Say aye. No, here, I'm doing the wrong cadence. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passed. The minutes are approved. With that, we've got pages today that are on their last day. So I would like to have you come forward, introduce yourselves, and then tell us what you enjoyed about the last 2 weeks.
I'm Andrea Holt. I'm from Brookings. My future plans are to attend Dakota Wesleyan University for nonprofit administration. And what I've enjoyed is just learning new things just overall. I've learned a lot, so it's been a good experience.
My name is Danielle Hotelling. I'm a senior at Dolan High School. In the fall, I plan to attend SDSU for animal science. And one of the things that I enjoyed or learned about through this week and last is the extensive process that it takes to get bills going and everything. So I've enjoyed it.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for your service. A personal privilege. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm delighted to tell everyone that my mother, Jill Bartlett, is here today visiting me at the Capitol. She's sitting back there in the back observing the process. So, thank you.
Okay, as I mentioned, we have three bills on our docket today. We'll do 1183 first, then 1222, and then 1167 last. So we'll make that adjustment to our calendar. So the chair would like to talk a little bit about some of the semantics of what we're doing today. The three bills that we have on our agenda today are what's known as vehicle bills. In other words, they don't have any content for that part of it. Some legislators like to use those as the session goes on. Different topics come up. That way they can go to that bill, put an amendment on it, and then, which is commonly called a hoghouse amendment, and then have the bill go forward. So with the schematics, because these are all house bills, that means that they have to be dealt with by the committees before crossover day. Crossover day is Monday, February 25th. With that, and with our meeting schedule, today is our third to the last committee meeting. I do not intend to have a committee meeting on Tuesday, so you can all spend a little extra time with a four-day weekend, and then come in Tuesday morning if that's your choice. So we have then today and next Thursday as committee meetings. Now, leadership has expressed a desire that if it's a vehicle bill, that we have to put an amendment on the bill and then postpone the hearing until the next committee date so that the public has opportunity to view the bill, and if it's something they're concerned about, then they can make the arrangements for there. So what that translates to is, with the bills that we have today, if there's no amendment for the bill, then it's the chair's desire to table the bill. If there is an amendment, then we will put that amendment on the bill and then schedule it for a week from today, our last meeting before crossover day. Okay, any questions? Everybody can figure out my madness and getting this through. Okay, very well. With that then, we will go ahead and continue with our calendar. So the first bill is House Bill 1183, an act to accommodate legislation regarding the alcohol excise tax. Well, good morning, sir. We're open to proponent testimony.
Good morning, Chairman. I'm eager to give proponent testimony. My name is Jeremiah M. Murphy from Rapid City. I'm the registered lobbyist for RNDC South Dakota. And I don't see the sponsor here yet, Representative Rounds, but I can tell you in good faith that it is Representative Rounds' desire that this bill be tabled. There is no amendment that we have planned for it. He brought the bill at the request of myself on behalf of my client. And to give you about 90 seconds, our intent with this bill was to possibly make changes to the timing of the payment and collection of alcohol excise taxes in South Dakota. That's it. There was zero intention to deal with the rate, and for a variety of reasons, we're not going to proceed with that at this time. So I would urge and request in the strongest terms that you table this bill today, and I know those are Representative Rounds' sentiments. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Murphy. Is there any other proponents? Seeing none. Any opponents? Seeing none. We will close the public part of the testimony and open to committee action. Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to table House Bill 1183.
Second.
We have a motion to table House Bill 1183 by Representative Reed, seconded by Representative Chafee. That's a non-debatable motion. So the secretary will call the roll. Those in favor of the motion will say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Representative Chafee.
Aye.
Duval.
Aye.
Johnson Chris.
Aye.
Johnson David.
Aye.
Mills.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Pischke.
Aye.
Reed.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Aye.
Duba.
Aye.
Ring.
Aye.
Dennert.
Aye.
Willardson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, we have 13 yeas.
With a unanimous decision, House Bill 1183 will be tabled. Moves us to the next bill on our agenda, House Bill 1222, an act to revise and enhance certain provisions regarding certain tax rates. Is there any proponent testimony? Seeing no proponent testimony, is there any opponent testimony?
This is the part where I come in and say, yes, I'd like to cut them all in half.
That would have to be, that would need to be in the form of an amendment, Mr. Representative Chafee. Seeing no testifiers for House Bill 1222, we'll close the public part of the testimony and we'll open to committee action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Dennert.
I would move that we please table House Bill 1222.
Second. We have a motion to table House Bill 1222 by Representative Dennert, seconded by Representative Chris Johnson. Any discussion? Oh, this is a non-debatable motion, so the Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor of the motion will say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Representative Chafee.
Aye.
Duval.
Aye.
Johnson Chris.
Aye.
Johnson David.
Aye.
Mills.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Pischke.
Aye.
Reed.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Aye.
Duba.
Aye.
Ring.
Aye.
Dennert.
Aye.
Willardson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, we have 13 yeas.
With a unanimous decision, House Bill 1222 is tabled. Okay, that brings us to the third bill on our agenda today, House Bill 1167, an act to revise and promote greater efficiency with sales tax exemptions. The committee will stand at ease. Never mind. We will proceed with action. Is there any proponent testimony? Seeing none. Any opponent testimony? Seeing none. We'll close public testimony and open to committee action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Chafee.
I move to table, but I'd like to, I wish there was someone here to give us a little bit of the game plan behind. Like on the first bill, we had a little bit of an inkling what was going on, but.
Okay, well, point of order is you can't make other comments when you're making a motion.
Move to table.
Second.
Move to table by Representative Duvall, seconded by Representative Dennert. That's a non-debatable motion. We'll proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the motion to table will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Chafee?
Yes.
Duvall?
Aye.
Johnson Chris?
Aye.
Johnson David?
Aye.
Mills?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Pischke?
Aye.
Reed?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Duba?
Aye.
Ring?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Willardson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, we have 13 yeas.
With the unanimous decision, House Bill 1222 is tabled. 1167. I'm sorry, 1167. Thank you for the correction. It's House Bill 1167 that we tabled. Okay. For our agenda next week, we had two bills, didn't we?
Yes, let me pull the bill up for you. Okay, we have 1141.
Okay, so we have House next week. We have House Bill 1141.
1249.
And
we got rid of that one. And Senate Bill 86.
We've got 1223.
Oh, sorry, 1223.
And House Bill 1223. So we have those two bills that we will hold hearings on a week from today.
86. Do you want to do all three of those?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chair.
No, we don't need to do the Senate bill.
Skip the Senate
we'll just do those two. Yes, Representative Duba.
We did not discuss House Bill 1227, and that was for our Tuesday meeting. It was delayed or deferred? Is that...
The prime sponsor of that bill withdrew the bill.
Okay, thank you.
So we won't have anything on that. Thank you for catching that. Any other questions from the committee? Okay, with that, I hope you all have a good long 4-day weekend from that part and enjoy it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Wait, we think we have one more, 1249.
Did we do 1249?
No, we didn't do 1249.
Okay, a correction. We also have House Bill 1249. This is a vehicle bill. The rumor is that they will have an amendment for that bill. So we will hold the hearing for that bill then next Thursday. We'll add the amendment to it, and then we will move it to the House Appropriations Committee, because the Appropriations Committee doesn't have the same deadlines for crossover day that we have. Any questions? Okay.
Mr. Chair, any idea what that amendment will be?
No, sir. Representative Carr, of course, it's his bill, and he will bring the amendment, and so I would direct those questions to him. And as to the bill that Representative Carr had that we tabled, I would, Representative Chafee, direct your questions to him on that one as well.
Thank you.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Have a motion to adjourn by Representative Chafee, seconded by Representative Chris Johnson. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.